The balcony was crowded now, and a constant excited commentary buzzed. Ahsoka frowned on the inside, where none of them could see. This was her training session. This was Obi-Wan and Anakin, Master Kenobi and Master Skywalker, dancing with their lightsabers for her. It wasn't fair, these others pushing in. An unworthy thought. And she thought it anyway. Just for a moment. Below them, in the dojo, the sparring Jedi had begun to sweat. But sweat didn't stop them. The mock fight carried on, strike and counter-strike, blow and counter-blow, leaping and spinning and slashing and evading, running and jumping as one with the Force. Every now and then, a sharp bark of laughter, a good-natured jibe, a clever hit acknowledged. Obi-Wan slapped his lightsaber across Anakin's backside, and Anakin pretended to howl. That made the crowd on the balcony laugh. Ahsoka laughed with them, and didn't mind so much that they were there. Because after all, she was Anakin's apprentice. No one could take that away from her. Though it scarcely seemed possible, they were fighting so swiftly already, Master Kenobi and Master Anakin increased their speed. The training lightsabers moved in a blur too fast to see with ordinary eyes. She could still count the individual moves. Her Togrutan heritage had gifted her with senses more acute than those of a human, and many other species besides. Holding her breath, amazed and humbled, she watched two of the temple's finest Jedi put on a display of unmatched skill. Strike, block, parry, evade, bind, countermeasure, broken time, body to body, and double release. Force push, force pull, feint, backflip, recover, and start again. When Obi-Wan ran up the wall and then across the ceiling and down the other side, and Anakin pursued him, everyone cheered. Though it was hardly in keeping with Jedi reserve, she cheered. It was marvelous. That's who I want to be one day, she thought. That's the kind of Jedi I want to become. But not even Jedi like Obi-Wan and Anakin could keep up this kind of pace and power forever. Tired now, they finished their bout. Ringing wet, blowing hard, they bowed politely to each other. Then Obi-Wan reached out his hand and pressed his palm briefly to Anakin's cheek. Ahsoka saw his lips move, saw him say, "Well done." And the look on Anakin's face at those two small words brought her treacherously close to tears. The balcony was emptying swiftly, the Jedi Knights and Padawans returning to the business they'd abandoned for a short time. Soon, she was alone again, waiting for an instruction from her master. He was saying something to Obi-Wan in a low voice. She couldn't make out the words. Obi-Wan nodded, smiling, then glanced up. "Your training saber, Padawan," he said, all perfect courtesy, and tossed the borrowed weapon to her. "My thanks for the loan of it." As Master Kenobi left the dojo, Anakin retrieved the recording drone that had captured her earlier exercises, and, to her surprise, because such things were frivolous, Force floated it to the balcony so she might pluck it from the air. "Find a private study chamber, Ahsoka, and examine your technique," he instructed. "Tomorrow morning, be ready to detail the best and worst 5 things that you did." She tucked the drone into her tunic. "Tomorrow, Master? We're not going to discuss my performance now?" He shook his head. "Now I have somewhere else to be." Again. She thought he did that a lot, take himself off without explanation. Where did he go? He never said, and she knew better than to ask. "Yes, Master. What time tomorrow?" He hesitated. "I'm not sure. Until I come for you, continue your training with a remote. And make sure to wear a blinder." Blind remote training again? She wanted to train with him. But she hid her disappointment and bowed. The perfect Padawan. "Yes, Master." "Good," he said, and withdrew. Alone and philosophical, she left the dojo. 5 good things and 5 bad, she mused, heading for the temple library. "Think I'll surprise him and find 10 instead."